The charity VISPA, which stands for Visually Impaired Sport and Physical Activity, is holding a wellbeing taster day on Saturday the 15th of February, and it promises to be a really fun and interesting day. Here to tell us more, I'm joined now by Ibby Ingalls, who's Project Development Officer at VISPA. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about VISPA then and your goals.
Yeah, sure. So VISPA is actually like a consortium of organisations that it comprises of 12 charities and community organisations that are based across the Northwest. And our aim is to support, encourage and empower those who are visually impaired to take part in more sport and physical activity in whatever form that takes. So the project that we're working on at the moment has been funded by Sport England, and we've got a couple of things coming up. We've got until May of next year on this project, and we're going to be holding events like the one coming up on the 15th of February. We're going to be increasing the sports and physical activity provisions that are going on around this area, pairing those who are visually impaired up with buddies and volunteers, and doing lots of different things over the course of the next year and a bit.
Now, I noticed now looking at some of these events that come up that things are changing from what they were a few years ago. I mean, what's 3D movement?
Yeah, 3D movement. I think it might be a little bit of a name to kind of confuse people and mystify them a little bit, so they're not too concerned with what it actually is. But 3D movement is basically a form of from what I've heard, of low-impact aerobics. So it can be done standing or chair-based, and it's, I guess, a real focus on just moving your body kind of gently and understanding the different range of movements and motions that you can accomplish, and something that's not super high intensity but still, like, gets you moving a little bit.
And I notice you've got things like meditation and mindfulness. How important are these things, do you think, in our daily life, whether we're visually impaired or not?
Yeah, I think these are massively important. I actually was doing a little bit of reading on like mindfulness this morning, for things that it can help with. Can help with anxiety, depression, stress. Can help actually people who have chronic pain. It can help them to kind of regulate emotions, and it can do like a whole number of things. So not only for people who are visually impaired, but like community as a whole, really. And for us, like, you know, there tends to be a focus when we say that we're doing VISPA and it's sport. People can often be like, oh, you know, I'm not confident moving that way. I don't want to play football, goal ball, anything like that. But for us, we're trying to take a little bit more of a holistic approach. So it's any kind of physical activity, any kind of movement, anything that might get you out and about and trying something that maybe you haven't tried before. So that's why we wanted to do this wellbeing day, to see what people might enjoy and what we can do more of in the future.
And that's a good way of actually ending the isolation a bit, isn't it? Going out to these kind of events, and perhaps from that using it as a springboard for something else.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really important for us. You know, we're speaking to a lot of people who are feeling quite socially isolated, staying at home where they feel comfortable. And we want these days that we're doing, these big events that we're doing, to be a really like self-safe and welcoming environment where people can try something they haven't tried before with no pressure, no expectation, just give it a go, and also, of course, like socialise with other people that are there.
And one other thing I noticed was laughter yoga.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's going to be interesting. I've done it once or twice before, so I thought it might be a fun thing to bring to the event. Obviously, like, laughing is good for you, increases endorphins and, you know, a number of other things. I think it can be a little bit embarrassing at first because you're invited to stand in a circle and start laughing at each other, but once you get over that initial sort of feeling, then it's really enjoyable.
And you know, I hear people talk about yoga as it gives tremendous benefits to them, but I think a lot of people are hesitant to get involved with it.
Yeah, I think there's a real preconception of yoga. You have to be really bendy and really flexible, but all yoga is about being in tune with your breathing and your breath, That's literally all it is. And laughter yoga combines your breathing with laughter, obviously. So these things that we're putting on for this event are intended to be really simple and easy and just give people a taster.
Now, we've got lunch time, but you've also got a very special guest speaker.
Yeah, that's right. Miles Hilton Barber, who we're really excited to join us on the day. So my colleague Matt, I think, found him. We were watching one of his TED Talks on YouTube. I didn't know where in the country he was or anything like that, but just thought we'd have to speak to him and tell him about what we're doing and see if he could potentially come. We got a really great response. He was really excited about it. And I think that the message that he speaks about and spreads is really, really positive. So he didn't start doing any kind of activities or, extreme events until he was 50. And that's when he started doing all of these things, mountaineering, ultra marathons, scuba diving. I think he flew a microlight from here to Australia. So he's done amazing, amazing thing. Powerful message.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy, and he flies regularly, and he's quite open about getting the software to make it so that it's accessible. Obviously, you have to have a pilot with you at the moment.
Yeah.
But he flies it, and I think the thing about Miles is he's very frank about is the fact that he basically felt sorry for himself until he was 50.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really strong message for anyone. It's going to be really, really exciting.
Well, it's on the 15th of February. It's 10 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Yep.
And it's at the Christopher Grange, which is a sight loss learning hub. Is there a street name?
Yeah, Ewan's Way. And then the postcode is L14 2EW. We just want to ask anyone who's interested in attending to come along. But if they're looking for support, then we organise that, and they just need to get in touch with us at VISPA. So we've got an email address, which is info@vispaliverpool.co.uk, and we can arrange everything with them.
And you can phone for more information on 0151 261 0309. That's 0151 261 0309. Well, we hope the Let's Be Well event goes really well, and we hope you have a lot of fun there as well. Abby Ingalls, Project Development Officer at VISPA, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.